Hello, beautiful, wonderful, divine tribe. I love you so much. You are a gift to this planet.
With such words, the Mystic to the Stars, Shaman Jurek, starts one of his regular online podcasts. The man has appeared worldwide, almost from nowhere, and helps guide royalty, politicians and celebrities. He's much in demand during what he says is the blackout caused by coronavirus, which he says he predicted. He also works for the top CEOs of Wall Street companies and promises enlightenment and a restoration of your own true power. As a former student Catholic priest, I was told not to get involved in shamanism, spiritualism, or New Age practices. And later, I'll meet one of the UK Catholic Church's senior exorcists who reiterates that belief. But in a pretty non-spiritual world these days, why should top business bosses heed such advice? And especially with sessions costing up to $1,000 a pop. Before the world went into lockdown, I met Shaman Jurek in central London as part of his European tour to find out what all the fuss is about.
You fidget a lot. Do you realize that you fidget a lot? Okay. Do you know why you fidget a lot? So fidgeting is a form of control. Every time you fidget, it gives you a sense of control.
Shaman Jurek is trying to establish why I can't stay still. And he says I share the trait with CEOs of the Fortune 100.
So people, when I work with like Wall Street execs or people who are like in high-powered companies, you know, things like that, when I see them fidgeting, the first thing we do is start looking at like diminishing their fidgeting. So just see what happens if you choose not to let yourself fidget and just be still and just breathe into that.
Well, I try to fidget less.
Don't fidget, but you're doing good.
Let's hear what Shaman Jurek told me about the big business leaders who seek him out for spiritual guidance.
So I started doing a lot of support in New York City. Michelangelo was the person who worked for the W Hotel, and then Anne worked in Vogue. And they all kind of just opened up their black book and was like, you changed our lives, now help us change the life of our friends and so forth. So I started getting Wall Street execs coming in from the business world, and then it became like CEOs, and then Anne brought in the fashion world, and then Michelangelo brought the hotel industry owners and CEOs of the hotel industry. And before you know it, I was seeing like pretty much all the head analysts in Wall Street and a lot of CEOs. And what I do with them is I assist them into one, understanding that it doesn't have to be so serious, their job. They have to make it fun. I do these exercises where I take a bunch of CEOs and Fortune 500 owners of companies and put toys in front of them and have them just play with me with toys. And at first they don't play because they have all these walls and barriers up. And then eventually they jump in and they play, and then they forget that they're this adult who like has, you know, this life and has a house in the Hamptons and like does all these things. They actually just become kids and they start playing. And then I get these letters and messages from them saying like how much it has impacted their life to think outside of the box, that playing gave them an ability to move outside of the box that they've confined themselves in and were able to shape new ideas for their company and new ideas that they want to invest in and so forth. So it's been really beneficial.
And is that spreading worldwide? For example, are you seeing the big bosses of the FTSE 100 companies here in the UK?
Yeah, I see a lot of people in the UK. I see a lot of CEOs. I also see a lot of hotel owners of some of the biggest hotels in the UK. And I also see politicians in the States. I mean, I see everybody. And it just, whoever comes to me, my door is open. I don't create a hierarchy of like, oh, you're a celebrity and you're a politician and you're a CEO, so you should be treated differently than someone who just works at McDonald's. It's or Burger King or whatever the fast food restaurant is. You're getting the same treatment. There's no hierarchy here. We're all children of God, and everyone deserves to have healing and love and support on this journey through this darkness that we're dealing with right now on our planet.
Meanwhile, back to the fidgeting, and the shaman thinks I'm being plagued by a spirit from the darkness.
And this part of him that's fidgeting, this control spirit that's with him, is it come from the underworld, this control spirit? Yes.
This is where he taps into his shamanic powers.
Control spirit, you do realize that I'm not okay with you staying with his body. And you can't hold on to him because he's a child of God. All he needs is more of the energy of the divine, which means he doesn't need to fidget to to gain control. So, spirit inside, I'm taking you to the light of God, and I'm releasing you out of his system.
Well, after my sessions with Shaman Jurek, I'm supposed to be a new man. I've seen the light. But according to the Catholic Church, opening yourself up to shamanism or any New Age practices such as clairvoyance or mediumship can get you into hot water. I've come to see one of the leading exorcists in the UK. He never usually gives interviews and his identity has to be a secret. But I've come to this clandestine meeting in a secret location in London to find out why he thinks meeting a shaman is so dangerous.
You know, the idea there's a spirit world of these sort of dead people or spirits hanging around like taxis waiting to be flagged down by someone who has the power to tell them where to go, I don't buy into. And not least because I see people at the end of that process. A lot of the people who come to me have done these kind of things, spiritualism, shamanism, other kinds of occult stuff, and they end up terrified and totally vexed by the sense of evil.
Because in a shamanic session, you are told that you have to retrieve your power, you have to bring your power back because it has been taken away from you. It is almost trying to encourage you to free yourself up and, I presume, open yourself up.
Definitely. This idea of openness to the spirits, if one examines that, what does that mean? How do you know what these spirits are? Why would you be open to them just because somebody says, be open to them? I mean, I know that, for example, shamanism is now used by Wall Street bankers. Mm. but would you trust your investments to someone who said, you know what, there's this power from outside, I don't know what it is, I can't explain it, but it's controlling your investments. So I'm very negative about it because I think it really is very dangerous. I think you could be inviting all kinds of evil spirits to come. So if I'm saying, at the behest of a shaman, come fill me up, possess me, I haven't the faintest idea what I'm getting myself into. And I'm compromising my will.
Shamanism, New Age practices, clairvoyance, mediumship, spiritualism, all pretty dangerous as far as you as an exorcist is concerned.
Absolutely. You don't know what you're opening yourself to. If you're calling on any one other than God or his angels or his saints to help you, you are opening yourself to you simply do not know what. And I would say you're opening yourself to the influence of evil spirits.
While the senior exorcist is certain that dabbling in shamanism or what he calls other elements of the occult is dangerous, business leaders, celebrities and just normal Joes like me are pretty intrigued to see what he offers. I've experienced a session with the shaman and even had a prayer of deliverance recited over me by the exorcist after the event, just in case. Now let's hear from CEO Dave Asprey. He's the author of 3 New York best-selling books and founder of Bulletproof Coffee. Asprey believes that Shaman Jurek has something to offer everyone in business.
There's someone who's just really good at accounting. They're probably never going to be really great at marketing. We all have our superpowers, our special gifts. And some of the things that you're going to see from Shaman Jurek are pretty far from what you would see in the boardroom, but they're important. The most successful execs I've worked with are quite willing to push their own inner boundaries as hard as they're pushing their own companies to succeed. If you're one of those types, Shaman Jurek can probably remove some roadblocks that you didn't even know you had.
Shaman Jurek is very open about his shamanic practices and attracts people from all over the world. In complete contrast, exorcists are secretive creatures who shun the limelight. The senior UK exorcist that I managed to meet explains why.
That Greek word exorcism means a command. So in any Catholic diocese, there would be an exorcist. There would be a priest who's tasked by the bishop to perform exorcism, which is actually a very powerful ritual, a rite in which you're commanding an evil spirit to leave. It would impede my work if I were to be publicly identified as the exorcist. I tend to stay anonymous, so I'm appreciating the fact that you haven't revealed my name. It's not because I'm doing anything sort of I'm ashamed of, it's because it just would save me from a lot of sensation seekers and from a lot of people who have self-diagnosed or people who have mental illnesses who are better helped by people who have an expertise in that area. I mean, there's Father Amorth, who's very famous as he gets billed as the Vatican's chief exorcist. Well, actually, the Vatican's chief exorcist is the Pope.
Summing up my session with Shaman Jurek, I didn't play with toys like the Wall Street bankers, but I seemed to do what others have done, reconnect with my inner child.
I felt more connected to my younger self, and I suppose that's going back to you finding the inner child of the businessman on Wall Street. In a way,
it could be, or it could be the fact that that's the place where you were most powerful, and that's why you had to return there. And you also felt more than that. You felt energy flutter through your body. You also got to speak to different beings that were being present. If you're comfortable about talking about that or not, I'm not quite sure. But the thing is, you got to experience things so you know that this is not fairy tales and fluff, that there's real substance here. Now, what you get from it and what someone else gets from it is completely up to the person and how willing they are to be open to take the journey. But what you were willing to do was to take your oars out of the canoe, sit in the canoe, trust that God has a plan and a place for us to be, and you followed it, and that's why you had those experiences.
In his new book, Spirit Hacking, Shaman Jurek says we get trapped in an idea of right or wrong, light and darkness. Religion, he says, has programmed people to associate darkness with demons, so we fear the darkness instead of engaging with it. I'm sure the chief exorcist would tell CEOs, bankers and the rest of us quite the opposite.
I'm getting a headache.
Of course you are, because you just opened the door.